Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
So she said, or else this moment, or else this moment shall I by land. And when she brought him of his door, she says, kind sir, there is one thing more. Egg on and bring, which I know you have. Deliver it, your sweet life to save. Oh, that golden ring, a token is. My life for lose, the ring I'll save. Being tender-hearted, just like a dove, she rode away from her true love. Next morning in the garden green, just like true lovers, they were seen. Oh, he spied his watch hanging by her clothes. It made him blush like any rose. Oh, what makes you blush at so silly a thing? I thought to have at your golden ring. It was I that brought you all on the plain. So here's your watch and your gold again. I did intend, and it was to know if that you were my true love or no. But if you'd have given me that ring, she said, I'd have pulled the trigger and shot you dead. Oh.
te digo negro José. Eres diablo, pero amigo negro José.
Everybody knows Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Tu mi nombre como jamás lo dijo un hombre, Agapimú. should I go? What should I see? No one to follow. Show me the difference between accomplishment. Far from your easy road, where did tomorrow go for me? Why should I care? Who should I be?
Run away with you. que se quedó sin comer.
Líbrame San Miguel, líbrame de todo mal. Yo tomo a mansa guapo para yo despojar. Líbrame San Miguel, líbrame de todo mal. Yo tomo a mansa guapo para yo despojar.
My name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Yeah. हर लम्हा गुजारा था। They walked to the wall in their thousands. They came like a surge of the sea. They crossed the hard and barren earth where their olive groves used to be. They flew flags in freedom's colours, sang songs of victory. The wall carved through the landscape for as far as the eye could see. The wall towered over them, the wall barred their way. Above them an Apache hovered like a bird of prey. Some of them picked up stones and rocks and hurled them against the wall, and stood and watched in silence as if waiting for it to fall. Uneasy in their watchtowers, uncertain what to do, the soldiers looked down on the swelling crowds and their nervousness grew. The brigadier phoned the general, who arrived in his APC. "There's trouble here," said the brigadier. Said the general, "Leave it to me." He climbed up into the watchtower. He spoke through a megaphone. "Go back now where you came from. This is a military zone. We want justice, we want freedom," they chanted in reply. "You won't find them here," said the general. "Don't you know they're in short supply? We want bread, justice, freedom," they sang out with one voice. "We are the third intifada. You give us no other choice. You turn our lives to rubble, you turn our hopes to dust, but you cannot break our resistance, for we know our cause is just." Said the general, "You've had your last warning. This is our land," they said. The soldiers' hands gripped their rifles. A gunship buzzed overhead. They said, "Do you think you can kill us all?" The general said, "Why not?" A woman screamed out to the heavens when they fired the first shot. The Minister of Propaganda alerted the BBC. "Terrorists tried to breach the fence and attack our troops," said she. "A hostile mob assembled where civilians aren't allowed, and gangs of armed militants hid themselves in the crowd. Of course, any civilian casualties are a matter of great regret, but we have the right to defend ourselves when our soldiers are under threat." The white flag the boy was waving was a white scarf stained blood red, and the vow he made was a promise that one day their blood would be shed. They gathered up their wounded, they gathered up their dead. "We will come again tomorrow. Your choice," the general said.
never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Se dé mucho traguito.